Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Lauren Dabb, Director of Marketing and Sales.
And we are talking about AwesomeCon, which returns to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in downtown DC, June 3rd through the 5th. So coming up soon, get your tickets now. Thanks for doing this. Before we go into the cool lineup of all the different guests and all the different things you can do, just provide sort of like an overview for me. Like, how long has AwesomeCon been going on? And, you know, like, I guess, well, what year are we and what year are we in terms of like pandemic? Because I know like we're finally kind of getting back to a little bit of normal here.
Yeah. So we are headed into our 9th year. It actually would have been our 10th, but because of 2020, we're still at 9, but that's okay. We did actually run last year. So we ran in August of 2021, which we were super grateful for. It ended up being such a wonderful show. And so, you know, we're back again this year, but the show's looking amazing. The guest lineup is just absolutely on fire. So we're super excited again. Still kind of feels like we're coming back from the pandemic, even though we ran last year. But yeah, we've got a great show lined up this year.
Well, you said the guests are fire, so let's go into it a little bit, and I'll try to break them up into, you know, different categories if we could, just for our listeners. So tell me about, I mean, Marvel is like the biggest thing in movies and TV. Yes. And everything today. So at least dollars wise and pop culture wise. So tell us who do we have representing the Marvel universe?
Yeah. So we've got Kit Harington, which I'm sure most people know him from Jon Snow, Game of Thrones. But he was in the Eternals. So he's got some of that Marvel in him. And then we've got Hayley Atwell. She was in Captain America. She's also Agent Carter. And then new this year, we're working with Ace to bring the Ace experience, and they are bringing Simu Liu, Monger, and Florian from Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. So quite a nice lineup from Marvel there.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. Not only, yeah, the Jon Snow angle, but also from Eternals, of course. And then who else you said? Agent Carter. And then Shang-Chi, of course, was the biggest blockbuster of the year last year until Spider-Man came along and broke all those records and stuff. But yeah, that's a huge deal. Well, very cool. Lots of stuff for Marvel people. All right. And then in terms of maybe another category, you have certain fandoms. Tell me about who's going to be there for that.
Yeah. So we've got quite a variety of fandoms that we're touching this year. So from Star Wars, we've got Anthony Daniels. He's C-3PO. And then Giancarlo Esposito from Mandalorian.
Who's also Breaking Bad and Do the Right Thing and all that. Yep.
We've got from Star Trek, we've got Will Wheaton. He's also from Big Bang Theory. You've probably seen him there a few times. And then Anthony Rapp and Wilson Cruz. So that's also a really fun kind of mixture of a lineup there from Star Trek. We've also got Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things joining us this year. Sylvester McCoy from Doctor Who. From the anime world, we've got Christopher Sabat and Sean Chamel, who are the voices of Vegeta and Goku from Dragon Ball Z. And then a fun one for us, kind of a little bit outside of the fandoms, but touching more a little bit on like the kids' world, if you want to call it that. Diane Guerrero, she is the voice of Isabella from Encanto, which is really cool for fans who are bringing their little kids. And then she's also in Doom Patrol. So quite a few different fandoms there that we're touching on this year.
Oh, I think everyone's seen Encanto a million times. So
that's really cool. I certainly have. So
we're all part of the family Madrigal at this point. Yeah. Awesome. All right. And then let's say a third grouping category. You got nostalgia is how you're putting it. So who all would be sort of under that banner?
Yeah. So we have got Melissa Joan Hart, Catherine Ray, and Beth Broderick from Sabrina. So that's a really cool one. Of course, I am excited for Melissa because of Clarissa Explains It All. And then we've got Amber Benson and Charisma Carpenter from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then we're going to complete that nostalgic grouping with Kel Mitchell from Good Burger and All That.
And so of course, Kenan and Kel.
Yes.
So you can come up and order your own Good Burger, or you can have, what was his thing on All That? Oh, he was the repairman man.
Yes.
I love it. Great. Awesome. Man. Well, very cool lineup. And then, you know, as always, encourage our listeners to, of course, dress up. I mean, it is a comic, you know, it's a con. It's an awesome con, like a Comic Con kind of a convention. So you got to dress, just tell them, you know, how it's not only, you know, welcome, but it's encouraged.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, cosplay is such a huge part of the Comic-Con world, and, you know, tons of people will be dressed in cosplay. We actually have a whole area on the show floor called Destination Cosplay. So if you are dressed in cosplay, check that area out. They're going to have demos all weekend long, a photo shoot experience by Plus Ultra Entertainment. There'll be a DJ back there. Super cool area where you can go and meet other fans that are cosplaying. And if you're not a cosplayer, it is absolutely the most amazing thing to see at the show. People put so much time into their cosplay. They plan it all year. So come and check it out. And, you know, if you want to do something fun, put a cool headpiece in or wear a fun shirt, like everything is encouraged and it's all part of the culture.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's really cool around town just the weekend, even people that aren't going to the convention, you know, to see someone dressed as, you know, Star Wars characters on the metro and you're like, wait, what is going on? Oh, awesome cons in town this year. It's
transforms the
it sort of transforms the city for like for the last decade.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool. Well, I guess before we run, give us sort of the details in terms of, like, I assume you can probably get a festival pass for the full weekend or an individual events, or, you know, how does that work?
Yep, you got it. So our tickets are available at awesomecon.com. So you can buy them online before the event. We've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, single day tickets. And then of course a 3-day ticket. There's also a kids tickets that's for kids 10 and under. So you can, you know, buy whatever fits for your plans for the weekend. Tickets are also available at the door, like on site at the show, but we recommend buying them online just to make it a little bit quicker for you the day of. But yeah, everything you need to know is also at awesomecon.com. There's a mobile app. So, you know, definitely check it out, make your plans before you come. And yeah, we're super excited to see everybody this year.
Awesome. And then, just to reiterate, I know you mentioned, you know, it's sort of like we're on the tail end of the pandemic, but it's still sort of going on out there and you're trying to come back just like last year. Is there any details that we need to know about, you know, like, do you need to wear masks indoors or what's the latest with that?
Yep. So right now, the event is mask optional. Of course, it's a public event. So there's always that inherent risk of being around big groupings of people. If anything changes, we'll announce it on all our social channels and on our newsletter. So just make sure you're subscribed. But as of today, right now, when we're recording this, it is mask optional.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Again, everyone, it is AwesomeCon returning to the DC. It's the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in DC, June 3rd through the 5th. So get your tickets now at awesome-con.com. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.